Here we are in the Congressional Corner with one of our great friends, Peter Welch. Congressman Peter Welch, the only congressman in all of Vermont in office since 2007. Peter, welcome to the program. So glad to have you.
Thank you, Alan. Good to be with you.
We spoke just a couple of days before the election. Now that the vote is behind us, what do you think that Biden did that was right to win the White House?
Basically, I think he offered stability. He offered normalcy. And I think it turns out he was by far the best candidate for the Democrats to put against Trump. He's experienced and he's somebody that people trust. And they have confidence that he'll try to return us to some sense of normalcy.
What do you think he learned from this? I know one thing he must have learned, which is not to play ball with your dog.
That's true. But the vice president looks like he's raring to go and ready. And he'll keep playing with his dog and having fun and understanding that there's a lot of joy in the 70s. But, you know, the approach that Biden took was just sober, serious, and really embraced traditional American values. And I think that the election was really a referendum, obviously, on Donald Trump, because Trump did bring out his base with his divisive brand of politics. But more people really left him and continued to vote for Republican candidates for the House and for the Senate.
Yeah.
So he really had a referendum on President Trump where Americans decided, hey, it's too much and we want a change with Joe Biden, what he has to offer. But it also is an election where we saw the continuation of the real divide and a kind of tribal approach that is developing, and it's a dangerous development in our politics. So a lot of folks were willing to repudiate Trump, but they definitely voted for some of the Republican candidates over the Democratic alternatives when it came to House and Senate races.
Peter Welch, you're a very good friend and colleague, you know, Bernie Sanders. There was a leak. I don't know if it was an accurate leak or not, saying that he wanted to be the Secretary of Labor. Did you talk to him about it? Do you have any idea what he was up to when he said that, if he said it?
Well, I think Bernie, I did talk to Bernie, but Bernie was very public that if he had an opportunity to serve as Secretary of Labor, that's something he would have been very interested in. Obviously, it's a presidential choice. But the Labor Secretary position has responsibility for many of the issues that Bernie has been championing all his life, a stronger labor unions, a higher minimum wage, and fair treatment of workers. So Bernie all his life has had advocacy for labor as a central part of his career. And he indicated that he definitely would be interested in that job if there was any opportunity. You know, what we've heard from President Biden is that he's really hesitant to take anybody out of the Senate when we've got a razor-thin situation there. And I think that really speaks to Senator Warren, who was mentioned, obviously, as a potential administration appointee, and potentially Bernie as well.
Especially when you have a Republican governor, don't you?
Well, we do. We have a Republican governor here, and we have a Republican governor in Massachusetts. So that obviously would be something that would be on Biden's mind.
Right. Right. Okay, so now that I've asked you the setup question, as we say in basketball, which I do not play, and when I do, it's terrible. But the setup question would be, assuming that Bernie takes another job and that seat gets open, I'm sure you've been asked this before, would that be a natural step up for you? Would you run for that Senate seat?
Well, what I've said on that is that I literally don't think about it because there's so many ifs that it puts what your question is in the range of just wild speculation. I mean, Bernie does have an interest. He's expressed that. Biden, Vice President Biden has indicated that he'd prefer to keep senators in the Senate. I just don't see this as something that requires anybody's attention until something more develops.
Well, Peter Welch, right now you're the only congressman from Vermont. And, you know, there are twice as many senators. It's a joke, of course, but there are two senators and only one congressman. So is that something you would aspire to, or do you like being the only congressman?
Well, I love my job. You know, Alan, especially now when we're just trying to deal and get through this incredible challenge of COVID, what it's done to people's health, what it's done to our economy. I feel so blessed to have this job where every day I have an opportunity to try to help Vermonters get through this. So I'm very, very happy doing the job that I'm doing. And I just think it's wild speculation that's a diversion of attention to think about what may happen to Bernie and what that would mean to me. And incidentally, it would be up to the governor, by the way, to appoint a replacement senator for Bernie.
That's what I was saying. Yeah, exactly right. Are you mad at me for asking the question? You sound like you may think, when you say wild speculation, that I may have been irresponsibly wild.
No. I'm not at all. But I'm just being firm and serious when I say that it is speculation. And you know, whether it's in politics or in life, if you start diverting your attention from the immediate responsibilities that you have, it can diminish your capacity to do the job that you have as well as you want to do it.
Peter, I want to ask you a question, and I mean it. I don't mean to be fresh with it, but here's a question. Is President Trump nuts? Is he crazy? You know, this business about not conceding. I always thought he was being manipulative. Now I'm not so sure. It isn't, as the kids would always say, mental.
Well, he's definitely not normal, but whatever his condition is, you know, that's another speculation issue. He's definitely not normal, and what he's doing is incredibly dangerous. As you know, the bedrock of democracy is that the voters make the decision who their leaders will be. And there's no more important decision for all of us than who's our president. And this was a clear and convincing victory by Vice President Biden. Over 6 million votes, 304, whatever it was, electoral votes. It was convincing. And the president is challenging the election, and he's offered literally no evidence. And he's got this aberrant guy, Rudy Giuliani, out there making wild claims with no basis. And what's really dangerous about it is that a lot of us can just dismiss that. But in fact, the president has a podium. He's got a following. People are loyal to him. And polls indicate that well over 50% of Republicans who voted for Trump are believing his narrative that it was a bogus and stolen election. And that's incredibly damaging to the well-being of our democracy, because whoever comes in to be president has to serve as the president of all the people. And there has to be confidence that whether your side won or lost, that person is entitled to the authority that goes with that office. And, you know, all of us have been in elections and supported candidates. Some we've won, some we've lost. But we've never, after the election, started challenging the legitimacy of the vote. That's dangerous.
And what should happen? I mean, what can be done? Anything? Can we do anything about this?
Well, what's being done is that all these bogus claims by the president are being rejected by the courts. And what is going to happen is on January 20, Vice President Biden is going to raise his hand and take the oath of office and be the president of the United States. What Trump is going to do after that, who knows? But it's clear that he's never going to accept the validity of this, and he's going to keep pumping out his bogus claim that it was a stolen election. That can only continue this spiral of, I think, negative and destructive discussion about the election, as opposed to how do we address climate change? How do we bring down the cost of health care? How do we make college more affordable? How do we raise living standards for folks who've been working really hard? I mean, those are the challenges that the country faces, and we should be focusing on them, not the conspiracy theories that Trump is tweeting out.
Congressman Peter Welch, Democrat at large, the only one in Vermont, and we so love having you on, Peter, with us. You always speak the truth, and I so appreciate it. When we come back the next time, I want to just beg your pardon.
Okay.